Today is July 21st, 1992. We are meeting at the home of Mrs. Marka Markovic. My name is Shulamit Bestaki, and my partner is Mrs. Marcy Schwartz. We are working together on the oral history project of the National Council of Jewish Women. Mrs. Markovic, I am very pleased to know that you were able to give us the time to talk to you, and I'm sure that information that you will give us will be very helpful in the project of National Council of Jewish Women. And I was wondering if you can tell me a little bit about your immediate family.
Well, I was born in Bachelor, Laza.
What country is that?
Czechoslovakia.
When were you born?
1924. And my family, we all went together to Auschwitz. First we went to Mukachevo. There was a brick factory. We stayed there about a week. In there, and then they came and took us to Auschwitz.
What year did you go to Auschwitz?
1944.
Can you tell me how young you were when you went to Auschwitz?
I was 19.
And what about your family? How old were they? How old were your parents?
My parents were about 48. My father was older, 59. Mm-hmm. My two sisters.
Can you give us their names?
One is Jente, and the other one was Ruchel and Gitla. Mm-hmm. Each one had their 6 children. One was living in Košice. She had 4 kids. And then we all went to Auschwitz. From there, it took us 3 days by train, open train. We got there, they separated us. My mother went right, I think I went left. I had 2 children, my own babies.
Can you give us their names?
One was Ruchel and Esther. And a guy came and took the children away from here and gave it to my mother. He says, you have to go this way. And also my sister, Leah. She also was with me. She also had a child. And they took it away, gave it to my other sister, who went with the kids.
Who was the guy that you were telling us?
He was a Polish guy, I don't know his name. He was Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us that we have to go this way. So we went this way, and the parents went to the gas chamber. Like they told them they're taking showers.
They told your parents that they're taking showers.
Showers, yeah, and they put the gas on. And next day in Auschwitz, I find a friend. I knew her before the war. She was Polish. The Polish people they took first.
She was Polish, Jewish?
Jewish, yeah. And I find her there. I remember to get a card. In the court says, we are on a vacation. I read that court when she sent it to her brother.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to Auschwitz, she told me that my parents, my sisters, the kids are all dead.
So you lost your whole family?
The whole family. He says, you're not going to see them anymore. They're dead. I knew it right next day. She told me everything.
What happened to your children?
I didn't have no children. That's my sister's children.
I'm sorry.
My sister's children. And we stayed there in Auschwitz for about 6 months. And we worked. We dig ditches, bunkers like called. And every day we went out. 5 o'clock we got up. We went to stay outside for an hour, and then they took us to work. At 5 o'clock, we came back from work. And after that, I got a rash, and they took me there to a hospital, me and my sister. And we stayed there about 2 weeks. Then we find a friend from our home. She was working in hospital with the sick people. And she took us out from there and brought us to that hospital that we carry the food for the sick. And she helped us a little bit, because if she wouldn't have took us, maybe they would have put us in the gas chamber. So she saved our lives. She was living in Philadelphia. I think she's dead already. She's not living. And after Auschwitz, stayed there, and they took us to Belsenberg. We stayed there till January. I got very sick there. And I didn't want to stay there. It came a transport that they're taking us to work. So I volunteered. How sick I was, I couldn't even walk. But I didn't want to stay. My heart told me I have to get out. Because every night they were shooting people. Day by day, we stayed there from October till end of January. And that's all we heard, shooting, shooting. And I said, we have to get out. I didn't care because I was very sick. I had diarrhea constantly. So we went away from there. My sister almost took me to the train. And in the train, there was no toilets, no nothing. There was a nice German. He hauled me out all night. And he was very kind to me. So we got there to a factory. And we worked there in a plane factory, making parts for the plane. Over there we had a little better, slept a little bit better. We slept 6 people on a bunker. If you turned around, somebody had to fall off. It was very like hearing. It was very tough there. But where we went to work was better. So we got a little extra bread, extra food. So over there, I got feeling better. I gained a little weight already. I was skinny. I didn't weigh more, maybe 35 pounds when I left Belsenberg. We got, every day was one meal. The yellow beets, like they get for the cows. That's all they cook day by day, yellow beets. That's what we had to eat. Even how sick I was, I carried the food. I didn't want to lay down in bed. Because when you lay down, you don't get up. I constantly carried food, big castles. Coffee early in the morning, we got coffee, black coffee. So there was very hard because nobody worked there in Belsenberg.
What did they do? They just
laid them, like I say, if somebody got sick, they took them out and killed them. From Belsenberg, we went to Aschenslave.
What is that?
That was the factory where we went.
It was a factory in Germany?
Yeah. It was in Germany. And
what part of Germany?
I don't remember which part. It was in Germany. And there, we worked 3 months, we stayed there. And
what kind of work did you do there?
We had a machine. We were putting in nails in the parts. The V, like the clay parts we made. We didn't make the whole clay, just some of the parts we made. So we worked there 3 months. From January till May. We worked there. 1 week was night turning, 1 week was day turning. We took turns. And there we had our warm room to sleep. But the bombs were coming down, we were around all the time. Like in April started the bombs to fly down. They knew there is factories. And we were sitting by a window. The window broke. It was shaking, the bombs were falling down. But nobody got hurt where we were staying. Going, every time it came, a plane, we ran to the bunker. And there, we didn't hear it too bad because we were working, so they feed us pretty good.
Did they treat you a little bit better?
Better, yeah. It was better. And there was a French guy, he was cooking meals for the Germans.
Was he also
also in the camp. Mm-hmm. But he was cooking for them, so they let him a little more free.
Was there any other camp around that factory area?
There was, but we didn't get in touch with anybody. So we didn't know anything. We just stayed there, and it was Pesach. I remember it was Pesach. And I didn't want to eat hummus. So we saved our breads for a whole week and didn't eat hummus that Pesach. We just kept it, but we didn't eat it till after Pesach.
I gather you come from, do you come from a very observant family?
Yes.
How were you able to keep the tradition and observances during such horrible times?
Well, we just ate potatoes. Soup. It wasn't kosher at Pesach, but it wasn't bread. We just didn't touch the bread for 8 days.
How did you handle our foods, for example, pork, if they were feeding any of that? Were you able to?
Well, everything was the soups, they didn't put pork there. In Auschwitz, they did put pork, but I threw it out. I never ate it. Never ate it. It wasn't kosher there, and what we did, the soup wasn't kosher, but just wasn't bread that we didn't want to eat it.
Okay, what happened with further in the factory?
In the factory, we worked there, and the people were pretty nice to us there.
You mean the Germans were
the
nice?
We didn't get in touch, just a few people there. You know, like they oversee people, mm-hmm. like four men and stuff like this. We did our job, they didn't bother us. They didn't hit us there. There was pretty good. In Auschwitz, they were hitting us. You were not allowed to go out from your room, or you have to stay outside close to your room. Once I went to visit a friend, she went to Poland, and they brought her back. And we find out, and we went to visit, and I got beat up.
Can you describe for us what you mean by a room in Auschwitz? Can you describe for us?
Yeah, the room was bunkers. It was three bunkers on the top. And every bunker had six people. Three layers. Mm-hmm. There we were just through the night. In the daytime, we had to sit outside on the stones for a while before they put us to work. About 2 months we didn't work first when we got there. They cut us all the hair and they gave us striped dresses. We didn't allow to go away just close to that bunker. Outside, sun was shining. It was very uncomfortable to sit outside.
Go ahead.
And I was more like inside. I was fixing the beds for the Blockhelters.
For what?
The forelady. It was a forelady. She was watching us.
You mean like a supervisor?
Yeah,
like
supervisor.
A couple?
Yeah, like a couple. and I fixed her bed. The beds had to be made very nicely. They came to check the beds every day.
Mm-hmm.
We had to fix the beds. So I made very nice the beds, so she chose me so I could stay inside. I didn't stay too long outside the first month.
Can you tell us what a couple was, what she did?
Well,
who was she?
She was also Jewish. She was from Poland. She was there more than 2 years. I mean, I had one bathroom, and the rest were pretty nice. They never thought they would get out alive.
You mean the couples thought
that
there was...
They said, you'll never get out from here. They'll kill you all. That's what was in their mind. Nobody thought that we ever gonna be free from here.
Was she treated a little bit better by the Germans? Did she get better food? Was there any difference?
I didn't see one that she got. They didn't have sexual relationship. The Germans were the Jewish couples.
They didn't?
No. They were not permitted.
I see.
Because if they find a German that he had a relationship, they kill him.
They would kill?
The German too.
I see. Mm-hmm.
My husband witnessed in Auschwitz, they hanged 2 Polish and 2 German.
You mean 2 Polish people? Or
Polish people,
Jewish?
No, Polish.
Mm-hmm.
They hanged them.
Why?
Because they tried to run away.
I see.
So they brought them back. They also, as we went to work, you know, if somebody left behind, they find them, they kill them. There was a lot of Germans too, from the jails.
I see.
They took them out, so they were our foremans. The Polish and the Germans.
How did the Polish or the German informants treat the Jewish prisoners?
They didn't, but me, we didn't have too many Polish. The most were Jewish. The other one in the kitchen was Polish people. I got, once there was a German lady, she picked up a head of cabbage and give it to me. I should bring it back where I was working that time in that hospital. And she was the head of the camp there. And she liked to get organized a little bit better food. And that time I got a smack over my face. I saw all the stars.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take it. She took it and gave it to me. And they catched me, not her.
Mm-hmm.
So I got hit and they took away the cabbage. And after that, she treated me very nice because she knew that she made this for me, that I got hit for her. So she treated me a little better. She used to give me a little extra food
mm-hmm.
because she was the forelady.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have it as bad because we only were there 1 year. A little bit over a year and 2 months. So, and I always worked. If you worked, you did your job, you didn't have trouble. The most people who didn't do, or they tried to do something, hiding or something, then they beat.
So in other words, if they disobeyed the rules.
Right, right. I always obeyed because I didn't like to get hit. I was afraid of that.
Talking about hours of work, how many hours of sleep did the prisoners have?
We fall at 11 to 5, or sometimes they wake us up at 4. And we had to stay outside. They counted us every day. We had to stay in line, and they counted us if we are all there. When we came back from the work, they also counted us. And we all came back if somebody's not missing. Was not allowed to be more and not less in that bunker.
Can you tell me to go back to the time when you came to Auschwitz, when you were approaching the camp on a train? Did you know what was happening, where you were going? How did you feel when you got off the train, Kim, if you remember?
We didn't feel, we didn't know what they were going to do with us. We didn't have no idea. We just didn't feel anything, what they're going to do with us. No idea that they would kill the people. No idea.
Was there any welcoming, the so-called welcoming committee
no,
there?
No, nothing. Nothing. Get out of the train, right or left. Right or left. That's all. No carrying on. They didn't just go. Just go. They pushed. Go, 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 go. So there was no fighting, no nothing going on there.
You mentioned something about your husband. You were married at the time?
No, I no, was single.
You mentioned something about your husband. How did you meet him?
I met him after the war.
I see.
I went back to Budapest. I stayed in Prague. Went back to Budapest. On the train, I met him. He is my first cousin.
I see. How did you get to Budapest?
By train, on the top of the train.
What I'm trying to ask, when you were in that factory, when were you liberated?
We walked from that factory. They let us, he says, the war is almost over. They said, you have to go away from here. So we walked a whole day. We came in the evening. There were Germans. We came to a small place. I don't remember the place. And they told us, if we're not going further, they're going to kill us. We had to go further. We can't stay here. We had to go further. So that's all we had left. Just go. Mm-hmm. They let us go. Nobody was with us anymore.
I see.
The war was almost over. 45 in May. He said, just go. So we went to a lady and asked for work. I went to ask for work and I said, I have my sister and two other people. If she could take us in for the night, and we're going to help her with a forum. She had a forum. And she took us in. And she says what kind of nationality we are. I told her Hungarian. I was afraid to tell Jews that she's going to kill us, you know. Because I spoke Hungarian, I spoke Czech. And she took us in, but she knew that we are Jewish, because I spoke a Yiddish German, so she knew, but she never had any children, and she had an adopted son, and they killed him, the Germans killed him, and her husband also wasn't working, okay, so she was only by herself home, and she was happy that somebody would help her on the farm. It was beginning to plan things, and that night they were staying the SS. This was the Vladimirs, the Ukraine. They were very bad. They were worse than Germans. If they saw a Jewish, they killed them right in place. So she told us not to get out from there, stay in till they leave. She didn't want they should see us. He says, because they'll kill you. So we stayed there, but 2 days we didn't get out. She brought us food, and we stayed on the roof. On the roof in her house, and she brought us food till they went away. But 2 or 3 days after they left, she says, now you could come out and stay in the room. She let us stay in the room. 5 days later, she heard the Russians are coming there. So she ran away and left us in her house alone. She says, feed the cows. There are the chickens. She showed us where the flour is and everything. He says, you help yourself, eat what you want. And stay in the house till I come back. So we stayed there about 2 weeks. We feed the cows, we feed the chickens, and we stayed there. And 4 people we were in that house. And then she came back. And we left. We heard the war is over. And we went to there was a camp where we find out there is other Jewish people. They were already together, Jewish people who were survivors. So we went there, we packed our clothes, we didn't have anything, it just what we had, she gave us something. And we went there and stayed there. There was 500 girls in that camp. And all of a sudden, there was America at that time. All of a sudden, America gave it to the Russian. And they came in at that camp and want us sexually to use the Russian soldiers.
I'm sorry, say this again?
They want a sexual relationship.
I see.
They forced a lot of girls. They came in, I was sleeping with my sister in one bed, and somebody tried to crawl out, so we jumped outside to scream. And they were Russian soldiers. They asked, you did with a German, and you don't want to, with us, we liberate you. That's what the Russian did. After the war, we got the Russian on our back. Wherever they could, they catched a lot of girls. And one was standing with a gun, and the other one sexually using it.
You sexually abused, that's what you're saying?
Yes. Then, from there, we registered to Czechoslovakia. We stayed there about 2-3
You mean
days.
You wanted to come back to Czechoslovakia?
Home. Yeah,
okay.
I went to go see if I find somebody from my brothers, because some of the brothers were born in going to Auschwitz, they went to labor camp. Like my husband, he also was in labor camp.
How did you find your home?
I find everything knocked out, nothing in there, everything empty.
Everything what?
Empty.
Empty. Okay.
Nothing was there. I walked in and walked out. I didn't find anything. I find one of my two brothers, one in Prague, and one in Budapest, because we didn't go together with them, so I figured that somebody's gonna be alive.
Somebody will survive.
Yeah. So we were 9 kids, and 4 we live.
Can you give us the name of your brothers?
Yeah, Avrom Markovits, Zev Markovits, he's in Israel, and Sarah Schwartz.
Where is your other brother now?
One is in Israel, one is in New York. Yeah. They were, one of my brother was in Poland, and not in Poland, then they took him to Russia.
Where in Russia do you know?
He was, I think, in the main city in Russia.
Moscow.
He was there. From there, he registered to the Czechoslovakia army. There. And they called, they should come help. And they took him to Czechoslovakia. And he was in the service. Because he was a soldier before.
So he was in
He was in Czechoslovakia army. He liberated Czechoslovakia. He helped.
I see. So this was, if I understand correctly,
Czech
army unit under the in the Russian army.
Yeah.
Okay.
They let go to the Czechoslovakia, and they were so over there. That's why we find them in Prague. That was the big city from Czechoslovakia.
So when did you decide to come to America? How did you come to America?
Well, we knew we had an uncle,
mm-hmm.
and we got a letter home that he's looking for us. It came straight to us.
Where was he?
He is in McKeesport.
I see.
So we got that letter, from there we got the address. And we wrote to him to send us papers. So we were in Czechoslovakia waiting, but we find out that if we wait longer, we'll never be able to get out. So we went blackmail from Bratislava to Austria, January 15, we walked the border by foot.
You mean you crossed the border?
Yeah.
Illegally? Is that
illegally.
I understand.
We could get no more passports, nothing.
How were you able to do that?
We had a child. I was married. And we took our son, my husband. And
when did you get married?
We got married after the war, 47.
1947?
And we crossed that border, a lot of people got killed. There's a shooting. January the 1st, because that time they were drinking, the Russians, so we picked that night. We didn't want to go on Fridays.
How did you find your husband? You said that he was your first cousin. How did you find
him? In Budapest. I went to look for relatives. And he was on a train already, and I came to the train. And he was going for cigarettes, looking where he could buy cigarettes. And there I met him, just walking. He had a place where he was sitting. I didn't have a place where I was sitting there. So we went, and there we really find each other in Budapest.
And how shortly thereafter did you get married?
And it was 45, 2 years later.
I see.
He didn't have a suit to get married.